Track 13. The answers to the 21st century quiz. Here is Sam again with the answers to this month's quiz.
And here we are with the answers to this month's 21st century quiz questions. How did you do? You there, how did you do? Were you shouting out, "I know this one"? Or were you muttering, "How would anyone know that?" Well, I know I said that a few times. Well, they were multiple choice questions, and so I gave three possible answers, either A, B or C. So, let's find out these answers. Well, question number one was, Ian Payne of Brentford complained to the Times newspaper, blaming their first publication of what on November the 12th, 2004, for causing him to miss his tube stop. Was it A shocking news story about a cat that wanted to be Prime Minister? Or was it B, a crossword question he just couldn't get right? Or C, a fiendish Sudoku puzzle? Well, it was C, a Sudoku puzzle. That's a grid of numbers that need to be filled in, I think. Well, question number two asked, how old was Michael Jackson when he died in Los Angeles in June 2009? Was he A, 48, B, 50, or C, 52? Well, this self-styled Prince of Pop was only 50 years old when he died under, well, he died under quite unusual circumstances in 2009. And question number three was, Sanna Marin was the world's youngest serving Prime Minister. She was Prime Minister of which country from 2019 to 2023? Was she the PM of A, Finland, B, Sweden, or C, Australia? Well, she was Prime Minister of A, Finland. And question number four, what did Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio of Argentina take when elected Pope? Was he renamed A, Pope Brian, B, Pope Ignatius, or C, Pope Francis? Well, he took the name of C, Pope Francis, and has recently died. But Pope Brian, Tim, what were you thinking, Pope Brian, honestly? And question number five. 33 miners were trapped for 69 days in 2010 inside the San Jose mine in which country? Was it A, El Salvador? Was it B, Chile? Or C, Colombia? Well, those poor miners were trapped in B, in Chile, for 69 days underground. That's awful. Question number six. Which sporting legend died on December the 29th in 2022 at the age of 82? Was it A, Bobby Charlton? Was it B, Pelé? Or was it C, Martina Navratilova? Well, I'm pleased to say that Martina is still alive, and so it was out of A and B, and it was B, Pelé the footballer. And question number seven, which company in 2018 became the first public company to be worth $1 trillion? Was it A, Microsoft, B, Ford, or C, Apple? Well, you know, this is one of those techie answers. It is C, Apple, the home of the iPhone and other things. And question number eight, how old was Queen Elizabeth II when she passed away at Balmoral Castle on the 8th of September in 2022? Was she A, 96, B, 97, or C, 98? Well, the late Queen survived until Boris Johnson was booted out, and then she met Liz Truss and, well, decided that was enough. She was A, 96 years old. And question number 9, our penultimate question. Which country was first to land a spacecraft on the far side of the moon? Was it A, the USA, B, China, or was it C, Russia? Well, this is when a new country truly entered the space race. It was B, China. And question number 10. I asked you, in 2010, the record was set for the most amount of Elvis impersonators to gather in Las Vegas. But how many Elvises were there? Was it A, 635, B, 645, or was it C, 655? Well, you hound dogs, don't step in my blue suede shoes. It was B, 645 Elvis impersonators. That's a lot of quiffs. So it's time for the scores on the doors. Shout your total out. Was that? Oh, well done, you. Right, well, do you know what? I'm reliably informed that Chatterbox HQ managed a fairly cool 6 there. But I know. How about a bonus question just to boost your scores? And I'll give you an extra mark for this one. Are you ready? Question number 11. Who is off to Las Vegas on the 12th of May to get married? Is it A, a cat? Is it B, Tim? Or is it C, me? Well, if you listen to January's edition of Just Talk and that moving little piece called A Fairy Tale, then, well, you'll know the answer. It is C. It's little old me. Gulp. Well, I hope you got that question right, dear listener. But in all seriousness, no need to worry, though, if you didn't, as we'll have a new quiz next month. And so I will sign off for now as Sam Elmhurst. It's been a pleasure. And I will join you all next month as Sam Standley. And as the King of Rock and Roll said...
Thank you very much.
I think that must be Elvis leaving the building.
Sam, thank you very much. I did get the answer to question 11 right. We wish you a great time in Las Vegas, and we look forward to hearing from Sam Standley in June.